Four captains of the little quartet of ships over on this side of the fleet had hidden a secret code within the long-range probe, the Shuttle Gagarin, which had recently returned from a mission with data that suggested a habitable planet had been discovered. That was great news, and those four captains then entrusted the vice-captain of the Worldship Humility, Helga Svensson, to input a navigational code into the mainframe computer on the Ark, which would cause the whole fleet to change course without anyone else knowing. Unfortunately, that went wrong, because the person Helga trusted to input the code tried to blackmail her. Helga then turned to her henchman, Detective Chang Wu, to get the code back. Chang accidentally killed the blackmailer, but only after finding out that the secret code was hidden within the finance offices. Chang was then ordered by Helga to seduce and coerce one of the finance office supervisors, the very same Mahatma Gudiye, and get her to run an audit to retrieve the code. Mahatma, however, was also having an affair with Randolph Simpson, and, in turn, she blackmailed Randolph into running the audit. Randolph refused, and by the time of the porridge party being hosted on Friday evening, the captains of the quartet, headed by Captain Pierre Jefferson, told Helga she must get the code back that night or face the consequences. Helga then gave the same threat to Chang, who passed it on to Mahatma, who in turn told Randolph she would ruin his life if he didn't run the audit. Which is why Randolph was working late when Yasmin broke in, pretending to be Mahatma. I know, right? There was a lot going on. But what Yasmin didn't realize was that one of the big, fat, juicy crypto bonds she stole was in fact the missing code. And while Yasmin fled the scene and ran to the cafe, Helga panicked and, in desperation, reached out to Dimitri the gangster and his crew to force their way into the finance offices and get the code back. Dimitri did just that, with the promise that he would get reward and registration, which would ultimately lead him to Yasmin. Dimitri's crew then killed Randolph after realizing Yasmin had stolen the code. Yasmin and Sam tried to run for the overnight shuttle to the Beijing, but were intercepted by Dimitri, who beat the hell out of them while demanding they give the code back. Of course, Yasmin had no idea what he was going on about. She'd stolen crypto and didn't know anything about a code. She even offered to hand it over on seeing Dimitri was about to kill Sam. However, our intrepid detective, Chang Wu, with a surge of moral courage, then launched a rescue to save Yasmin and Sam, which failed dismally and resulted in him also getting beaten up. But guess who stepped in and saved them again? Yep, you got it. Abdul ran in with his security team and once more beat Dimitri and his crew away. Abdul's PA and Yasmin's former best friend, Pretty Penny, then took Yasmin and Sam to level 20 to get on the overnight shuttle. And by the time Yasmin and Sam took their seats within the VIP section, Yasmin was registered and legal with her own wristband. That was it. They'd done it. They'd scored big and were running free with Yasmin and Sam on the cross-fleet shuttle service, ready for a new life, but without any idea of what carnage they left behind, without any idea that Randolph was dead, and without any idea that the code they stole contained the coordinates for a new planet. One person did work it out, though, but then he always was smart. Detective Chang Wu connected the dots and chased after Sam and Yasmin. He had to get the code back. He knew Helga, or whoever else was behind it, would kill everyone to get it back. But he was too late, and by the time he reached Pretty Penny on level 20, the shuttle was gone. Chang was in pieces, beaten senseless and half drunk on L4 juice. Penny offered comfort, holding him close. And right before he passed out, Chang uttered a few words that would come to change everything.
I think they've found a planet.